The Columbia Workshop. This evening, we present an original half-hour radio play in the form of a modern fable. The piece is called A Letter from Above and is the work of Florence and Ben Vine. Mr. and Mrs. Vine are a young couple who live in Trenton, New Jersey. The Vines have been writing radio material for 2 years, but tonight's broadcast is the first to be given to production. Mr. Vine's situation is not unlike that of many other writers who regularly submit material to the Columbia Workshop. He works in a business entirely separate from radio and does his writing in his spare time. Employed in a shirt factory in Trenton, where he is in charge of stockroom inventories, he and his wife set aside a few hours in the evening to write. And now, one of their efforts. A gently human and freshly imaginative comedy comes to the air. We present by Florence and Ben Vine. It is the twilight of a summer evening. Sitting on their front porch, Luther and Jenny are continuing an argument that's been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks.
All right, Luther. But what you gonna do about it? You can't walk up to a whole country of people and say, look here, there ain't gonna be no war. You can't do that.
No, I ain't saying I can, but still, that's the time to stop it before it gets started.
Oh, sure, it's easy enough to say that, but how are you going to do it?
One thing certain, going to the people ain't going to do it. They got nothing to do with it. That whole continent of Europe ain't run by the people. It's the leaders. You'd have to go up to them and say your little piece about ain't going to be no war.
Well, who's going to do your talking for you?
Well, I didn't say me. I said somebody. Somebody who has... Well, somebody who's familiar enough with them fellas.
Somebody with influence, you mean?
That's it. Influence. That's what you'd need.
Shh. What's the matter with you, Luther? You want that Mr. Winch to hear you?
What's the difference? Why, is he out on the porch, Jenny?
He is, and he don't need but the least bit of encouragement before he's over here again telling you how dumb you are.
Oh, Jenny.
Well, it's true.
I can't help it. He can talk louder than I can, and besides, how could he hear what we was talking about? I didn't hardly do no more in a whisper. Anyhow, it is influence that you'd need.
What's that you said, Luther?
Uh-oh.
Influence? Well, now.
Hello, Mr. Winch.
Evening, Luther. Evening, Jenny.
Jenny.
Guess I must have been eavesdropping, folks. Inadvertently, though. Absolutely inadvertently. Luther, what for do you need influence?
Me? Influence?
Yeah. Oh, don't be bashful now. I heard that word influence, all right. Heard it 2 or 3 times. Come on now, Luther. You don't have to hide anything from a next-door neighbor. You know, I swing a little drag around these parts.
You do?
Oh, sure. You know that. Now, what is it you need?
Well, I was just wondering...
Luther?
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering how a man would go about getting one of them now... political jobs. A good one, you know.
Oh, you bet I do. I see what you mean now. Sure, you need influence. You got to get a letter, Luther. That's all. A letter from above.
From above, eh? Well, I guess that lets me out.
No, sorry. You come with me over to my house.
What for?
Come on. I can get you started.
Oh, now, I didn't really mean it. I was just wondering...
There's no time like the present, you know. You got something on your mind? Do it right away, I always say.
Yeah, but I got a good job. A pretty good one.
No, Luther, you ain't got no gumption. You come on over and let me fix it up for you. Come on now.
Shall I, Jenny?
Might just as well. Now, don't be late, Luther.
I won't, Jenny. Just be a few minutes.
Don't mind the door closed.
Do you, Luther?
Mrs. Winch sometimes think I do too many favors for people. Now, sit down. This is easy, Luther. You as good as got your job right now.
Well, now, listen, Mr. Winch.
Oh, it's no trouble to me. Now, let's see. Good old Grigsby's the man to see, I imagine. He's a good fella. I'll give you a letter to him, Luther. Don't be scared by that sour look on his face. That's his liver, poor fella. Now, where's my letterheads? Oh. You'll have to bear with me, Luther. I'm no expert typewriter. Use the good old hunt and peck method. Now, let's see. Dear Grigsby, I want you to know that the bearer of this letter is an esteemed friend of long standing.
A very personal friend of mine, a splendid chap and a capable man. A favor for Luther is a favor for me. Truly yours, Josiah Winch. Your name's Luther, eh?
Yes, Mr. Grigsby.
Well, Luther, we're going to do everything in our power. Now, I'm not promising an old job.
Oh, sure, Mr. Grigsby.
All right. Now, let's see. Barkers. Yeah, Barkers. He's the man to see. I'll give you a letter to him.
Golly, Mr. Grigsby.
Well, any friend of Winch's is a friend of mine. Dear Mr. Barkers, I want you to know our friend Luther. He has all the qualities that you need in your...
I don't want to bother you, Mr. Parkus, but Mr. Grigsby...
Well, Grigsby, eh? Sit down. Any friend of old Grigsby is a friend of mine. Oh, you have a letter from good old Grigsby, eh? Excellent. Let me see now. This one certainly is Mr. And he has excellent qualifications. I will consider anything you can do for Luther as a personal favor to me, Grigsby. Well, you come highly recommended, Luther, highly recommended. Miss Crane, you have your pad. Take a letter to Francis X. Carey. Dear Carey, I want you to know that this will show...
An excellent fellow and a dear friend of mine. Anything you can do, and so on, so on, so on. Well, Luther, that's fine. Mighty fine. I'll give you a letter at once to Mr. Somerville. He's director of personnel for the procurement division.
My golly, thanks, Mr. Carey. I never expected...
Not a word. We'll do everything in our power. Wait till I get this dictaphone going. Dear Somerville, I want you to know a personal friend of mine. He's a gentleman whose friendship I've enjoyed for many a year.
I am sure you will find he has all the necessary qualifications. Anything you do for him will be done for me. Signed, Carey.
All right then, Luther. You report in room 1217 Monday morning. Salary, $3,600 a year.
36? Why, Mr. Somerville, that's $300 a month. That's $150. $75 a week. Jimmy!
Yes?
I got it, Jimmy. There's nothing to it.
A job, Luther. A job?
Sure. Now, listen, Jenny, I'm nobody, absolutely nobody, but I got a job for $75 a week.
$75?
Yeah, $75 a week through influence, through a letter of introduction. Don't you see it, Jenny?
See what?
That's the way to stop the war.
What are you talking about, Luther?
Now, look, Jenny, all of these big shots will read a letter from somebody just below them and do what it says. And that's how you get a letter to the big boss. And when you get a letter from the big boss, you got a letter from above. And you can do anything, even stop a war.
Well, I don't know, Luther. Maybe you're right, but after all, you just got this lovely new job.
No, sir, Jenny, this is the one thing I really want to do. And by golly, I'm going to do it. I'm going back to Grigsby and get a letter to our congressman. Then watch me. I'll be in all the capitals of Europe before the month's out. Can I come in, Your Majesty?
Huh? What? Oh, come in. What are you selling?
I ain't selling nothing.
No?
No, I'm here on important business.
Well, look here. Simply move that chair a little closer, will you, old fellow? That's it. We want it for our left leg. Ah, there we are. Now, you really mean it, don't you?
About important business? I sure do.
My dear fellow, we assure you, you have our undivided attention.
Your Majesty, I got a letter to you.
You have? Oh, yes. Some chamberlain or lord-in-waiting or other mentioned it. You know, we've so many of these chaps around. Is it a letter to us?
Well, now, Your Majesty, just who is this us?
Oh, come. You must know a king always designates himself as plural. No one could possibly be so naive. But we were forgetting. You are an American.
See, I like you. They told me you was called Charlie the...
Well, we know, yes. Charlie the Unaccomplished. frightful thing, isn't it? But they're wrong. Oh, they're so wrong. Do you know that we are the kingdom's number one salesman? We only buy an article to have it immediately become a bestseller. Is that being unaccomplished? We don't think so. But the letter, man, the letter.
Yeah, here, Your Majesty. Open it up.
Oh-ho, the ambassador. Well, this is the first time any ambassador's written to us since our accession. Well. Good. Now, the letter does not state what your business with us may be. What may it be?
Well, it's like this, Your Majesty. I'm trying to stop a war before it starts.
Goodness, you are an astounding chap. What war?
Everybody knows we're heading for a war. And if it starts, your gang and the boys of this here Gorgas over there is sure to be in it.
Oh, Gorgas. That man's name enters every conversation. Tell us, what is your name? Oh, yeah, Luther. Tell us, Luther. Is this... really as much as he's made out to be?
Well, he must be quite a boy. He tells them what to do over there, and they do it.
Well, that is really being quite a boy. Well, we can see you're in the wrong chamber. Our ministers manage all of our political affairs.
Oh, this ain't political, Your Majesty. It's a lot bigger than that.
Now, look here. Nothing can be bigger than political affairs.
Oh, but this is. It takes in all of humanity. Golly, once this war starts, well... golly, that's all.
As you say, golly. No, we fear you are in the wrong chamber. One moment. There was a time when wars, if they had to be begun at all, were begun by kings, was it not? Yes. But you've never heard of a king's preventing a war, have you?
No, but...
Hold on. No, of course you haven't. That would really be an achievement. Yes, dear me, we should enjoy that. They'd have to cease calling us Charlie the Unaccomplished. Good. Oh, dear, but how does one go about it?
Well, easy, Your Majesty. Give me a letter to Gorgas asking him to do me a favor, that's all. You have to know how to do these things.
Indeed, one does. And that is all?
That's all, Your Majesty.
Dear. How could anything be simpler? And the war will never be started?
I guarantee it.
Charlie the Accomplished. Luther, you astounding chap, it shall be done.
This is the strangest thing I've ever heard of.
What is, Mr. Gorgas? I mean, Your Excellency?
This document, this letter, is from Silly Charlie.
You mean Charlie the Unaccomplished?
Oh, that was all right in days gone by, but Charlie isn't even as unaccomplished as he once was. He's just silly now. And that's what makes me wonder why he sent this to me. Doesn't really say anything, of course.
Oh, but Mr. Gorgas, I mean, Your Excellency, don't it ask that you do me a favor? Because if it don't...
One second. Ah, yes. Then you must be this Luther.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it is a diplomatic mission?
Yeah, I guess that's what you'd call it.
Then I do not understand. You come here with a letter. You do not make the usual overtures. Now, wait. I have it. You are American.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh. Now, what is it that America wants from me?
Oh, it ain't America. At least, ways, not yet. It's just me. Me and King Charlie. It's a hobby with me.
What is?
Stopping wars.
Wars? What wars?
Oh, I mean before they started. See, everybody knows there's a war brewing between your country and Charlie.
Oh, everybody knows, eh? Then why do I not know?
Oh, but you must...
One moment, is this or is this not official?
Well, I... Now, Your Excellency...
Is it?
Well, I don't guess it rightly is.
Uh-huh, as I thought. You are here to create war scares.
Oh, no, no. Now, look, you got to listen to me.
No one dares speak to Gorgas in that manner.
Oh, I know, but nobody ever come to you with the right kind of letter, I guess. I only come here to ask you for peace.
Peace. Peace. You come to me for peace. How can there be peace as long as men live and breathe and know the blood that runs through them is red? Peace is the dream of fools. Only combat. Combat is the self-expression of man. When all of the peoples of the world are one, and the work of all the world is ordered by one, then will it be time enough to dream of peace. Then you may come to me.
I can't get it straight, Jenny. Why did it fail? I know the plan is perfect. What did I do that was wrong? It must have been me.
Why don't you go over it from the beginning?
Oh, I've been over everything I've done 100 times.
Well, let's do it backwards then, and maybe we'll have better luck. Now, the last thing, you talk to this here Gorgas. Before that, you give him the letter from above. Now, wait a minute, Luther. Who was that letter from?
Why, I told you, Jenny. From the king.
And the king is the ruler of a country, ain't he?
So he said.
And Gorgas is too, ain't he?
You mean... why, Jenny!
You see, Luther, I told you.
The letter. The letter didn't come from above, Jenny. It was from one equal to another.
Mm-hmm.
Why, that means we can... No, wait a minute. Who in the world could be higher than the ruler of a country?
Nobody, Luther. Nobody. Oh, it just can't be done.
Wait. Jenny! We gotta get a letter from God.
Luther, don't blaspheme.
I'm not. We gotta get a letter from God. We gotta, Jenny.
But you can.
I can. I know it. Is there anything God wants more than peace? Is there? Of course not. He'll do it. I know he will. He's just got to do it. He can save the world from destruction. Jenny, I got to get a letter to him first.
Are you determined?
Of course I am, of course.
Well, then, go see Preacher.
Preacher, right.
Of course it is, Luther. It's a very worthy cause, but I don't know. If only I could be sure, we would not be presuming.
Please, Preacher, let the bishop decide about that.
The bishop, yes, he could decide. He's a very wise man, Luther, a very wise man.
You bet he is. I mean, of course he is.
All right, Luther, you shall have a letter to the bishop.
Bishop, you won't say what you think of my plan. It's worth a try, ain't it?
No cause could possibly be greater, Luther. That's true. And yet there's always that question of whether or not it would be presumptuous on our part. This is very serious, Luther. But I must say that every instinct advises me to help you. And on the other hand, reason counsels me against it.
Bishop, I can't tell you what's right and what ain't. That's not in my province. I'm just a simple man. I know that. Ain't nothing holy or even different about me. If I was beginning to think that I'd become somebody, I'm no different now. I'm just another man. But I'm one of God's children, the same as everybody else. I believe you'll listen to me. Maybe it'd be wrong for you to give me a letter. Maybe that's where we'd be presuming. Give me your blessing, Bishop. Just give me your blessing. I believe in this thing enough to go on alone after that. I couldn't be wrong.
I don't believe you're wrong, Luther. I can't tell you what to do, but you have my blessing. We never know who among us can speak with God.
Luther.
Huh? Oh, Jenny.
Why, Luther, what's come over you?
Why?
You look different somehow. You look so strange.
I didn't get a letter from the bishop.
Oh.
No, you don't understand. He decided it wasn't necessary.
No?
But he gave me his blessing. He said we never know who among us can speak with God.
Speak with God?
That's what I said.
Luther, I believe you could. I know you can. When you walked in that door, I knew there was something about you. Let's go.
Where to?
You want to go to a holy place.
I'm already there, Jenny. If a man's home can be his castle, it can be his temple, too. I'm going to stand before God just as I am, Jenny. Just as I am. A plain man with a great longing in his soul. He'll answer me.
Do you want to be alone?
I do. You're a good woman, Jenny, and a noble wife.
All right, dear, I understand. I'll be waiting.
Dear God, I got a request to make of you. In the name of all people in this world of yours.
I hear you, Luther.
Oh, God, I need your help. We all need it. There's a war brewing over there, a terrible one. I know it can't be of your making. I don't know whose fault it's going to be, God, but I know there's some people who could stop it if they was to want to stop it.
I know, Luther.
I ain't deserving to be the one to ask you, but I don't guess anybody else is having to think of it.
There's no question of that, Luther. What you want is a letter, isn't it?
That's it, a letter.
You want me to give you a letter to Gorgas, don't you? Well, I think you ought to have that letter.
And you will give it to me?
I'll send it to you, Luther. It'll be in the morning mail.
Praise be to God.
It will be just what you need.
And how's that there Gorgas going to know it's the genuine? He's got a suspicious nature, that fella. He might say it's just a forgery.
He'll know, Luther. He'll know it's a letter from me.
Oh, but one other thing. I'd like to be able to tell him about it right away to make sure I get him in time. Can I tell him that I as good as got the letter?
Luther, you may tell him you have the letter. Your possession of it is a fact. For the will and the faith are all that any man needs.
Thank you, dear God. I thank you for all your children. Jenny, I gotta do something about it right away. I gotta talk to that Gorgas fella.
You mean call him on the phone?
Well, we can't wait for no letters. We got a few $100 in the bank. Ain't this a rainy enough day? I'm gonna call him up at my own expense. Hello, Central. Look, Central, I wanna call Europe. Yeah, Europe. That's right. Now, I don't rightly know the number I want, but do you think there's somebody around your office can talk a foreign language? Huh? What language? Well, I don't rightly know about that, Nelly. I want to talk to that Gorgas fella. Yeah, Gorgas. No, I ain't fooling. You just tell him it's Luther calling from America. He knows me. That's right. Luther. Yeah, sure. I'll wait.
She says she'll ring when she makes the connection.
Oh, I'm all shaken and goose pimply. But you, Luther, you look calm as a summer night.
Yeah, I ain't, though.
Oh, if only that... Oh...
Yeah? Yeah, all right, I'm ready.
Hello? Hello?
This is Luther, Your Excellency, you know.
Luther? Luther? That crazy fellow with the peace plan? The one with the letter?
Yeah, that's me.
Well, now, look here, Luther.
I got him, Jenny.
I don't want to get the reputation for being a hard man to deal with. Really, I'm not.
Tell him what you want.
There are some folks who misunderstand me.
I let him talk a while.
But really, I'm not a bad fellow. However, I think that you're carrying this thing too far.
Oh, but Your Excellency, I got another letter for you.
Letters, 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 all the time letters. There is too much literacy in America. It is not good.
But this time the letter's from God.
What's that?
Ain't this connection any good? I say, I got a letter to you from God.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do, Luther?
Just promise there won't be no war.
Well, I must see the letter, Luther.
Sure, I'll send it to you.
I'm afraid that won't do. Not an hour ago, I sent an ultimatum to Charlie's ministers. It expires in 72 hours, and after it expires, of course, there's nothing I could possibly do. War is inevitable.
72 hours? That's only 3 days, ain't it?
Make him listen, Luther. Make him listen.
Quiet, Jenny.
Look, Your Excellency, I can send it airmail and special delivery.
Yes?
You ought to get it in 48 hours.
Yes?
You promise to call it off?
Well, of course, if I get it in time, I must. There would be no way out.
You'll get it in time.
Very well, Luther.
And Your Excellency?
Yes?
Would you mind very much if I just sent you a copy? I don't know. I'd sort of like to hold on to this letter. It's very precious. You can understand that.
I see. Well, if you have the copy signed and sealed by a notary public.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Very well, then. Then send it along and address it to me personally. That's the only way to get anything done around here. Gorgas must do everything if it is to be done.
Yes, Your Excellency.
Well, anyone else do anything around here? Will anyone else?
Your Excellency, no. This is costing me.
Even the slightest detail must be left to me. The state has a great future, yes, but that future rests in Gorgas.
Hang up, Luther.
No one else is of any use.
Oh, my goodness.
No one. I speak for the state. I think for the state. I act for the state. I'm the very essence of the state. The very essence.
Hey, Your Excellency.
What? What's that?
This is costing me a fortune.
Oh, all right, Luther, all right. Frankly, I can't tell you how glad I am that you called.
No kidding.
I mean it. You see, a man's tongue sometimes runs away with him.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Huh? Well, this war was just coming along of its own inertia. I started something, and the only logical end was a war. But now, well, you've taken care of everything, Luther. I didn't think there was a possible way out, but you found one. Now I can relax. Actually relax. Why, Luther, I can even work with my stamp collection again. Say, maybe you can help me. Luther, could you send me stamps from America?
Well, I guess I could, Your Excellency.
Good. I'll start with that letter you're sending me.
The copy, you mean?
Yes, the copy. It's all right, Luther. You can relax now.
Look, Your Excellency.
Everyone can relax. You don't know what a relief this is to me.
Go on, Luther. Hang up.
There. Some people just don't understand economy. Where would we ever be if we wasted money like that? Where'd we be? Where are we? Now that this is all settled, we got to go back to everyday things. I got to earn a living. Here I left one job to get another, and I never even took.
Yes, I know, Luther. I guess you'll just have to go and get yourself another letter.
The Columbia Workshop has just presented A Letter from Above by Florence and Ben Vine. This evening's play was their first radio production. The part of Luther was played by Orth Bell. Jenny was played by Edith Spencer. Original music was written and conducted by Alexander Semler, and the entire performance was under the direction of Earl McGill. 1 week from tonight, the workshop will bring you a story by W.W. Jacobs titled The Circular Tour, adapted for radio by Eustace Wyatt. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.